The state Senate last night passed and sent to the House a $2.7 billion capital projects budget. It features money to bring about a true statewide energy generation and distribution plan, as well as the controversial contingency language that shows the Senate's desire to protect that plan from possible line item vetoes by the governor. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman says the bill increases the state's savings by several billion dollars while still providing infrastructure for the state's basic immediate needs.
You got to generate it and you got to distribute it. This is basic economics, Mr. President. We're not even getting remotely fancy here. We're just trying to keep the lights on.
Stedman apologized for not spending more. He said the state's using its wealth to prepare for the future and to save more than it spends. He said we can't save ourselves to prosperity.
For those people that want us to spend no money in Juneau, I would say that is not the future of the state of Alaska. The direction that this Senate has been going the last several years is the future. It's a massive savings, massive infrastructure building, and a direct assault on our energy costs.
Opposition to the budget from the Republican minority focused on money that was not spent. However, members also tried to remove the contingency language. North Pole's John Coghill made the argument in an amendment saying such language is not necessary.
It may very well be that the governor has created that level of mistrust, but the legislature from this body has risen to the level to increase that distrust. And I think putting this kind of language out creates that ability to propagate that mistrust. I think that's a bad way for the state to move forward.
The House will open hearings on the bill this morning and take public comment this afternoon. Amendments planned for tomorrow.